O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Bring an end to evil, Lord, and save us from our enemies. Psalm 109, verses 28 to 30. Let my accusers be clothed with disgrace, and wrap themselves in their shame as in a cloak. I will give great thanks to the Lord with my mouth. In the midst of the multitude I will praise him, because he stands at the right hand of the needy, to save his life from those who would condemn him. Bring an end to evil, Lord, and save us from our enemies. A reading from the second letter of Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 1 to 15. There is no need for me to write to you about the service to the Lord's people, for I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you in Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready as I said you would be. For if any of the Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves to others, will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Bring an end to evil, Lord, and save us from our enemies. 20th century martyrs Philippe and Mary Barita wrote, "We discover that faith is not expecting that the Lord will miraculously give us whatever we ask, or feeling the security that we will not be killed and that everything will turn out as we want. We learn that faith is putting ourselves in his hands, whatever happens, good or bad. He will help us somehow." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, open our eyes, stir our hearts, and teach us how to act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's majesty, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. What can we say this day but forgive us, Father, for we have sinned? As we list the things that we know we have done, said, and even things that we have thought that are unacceptable to you, Father, we repent and we ask for your forgiveness. You do as you please and exploit all your workers, says Isaiah. The challenge is that a lot of what we buy has been made by workers who have been exploited in some way that I am not aware, and this is not acceptable. Father, we ask you to take down the systems that exploit people and to build up those who have been exploited. Make this awareness in my heart and mind this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, help us to follow you this day. Show us where we are acting or pretending in our faith, and help us instead to live true to you in every way. We yield to you this day. Thank you, Jesus, that because of you, we are not condemned, but we are set free from sin and death. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, our lives are in your hands. Do not let our enemies triumph over us. Teach us how to love even those who intend to harm. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.